Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Bruce Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the New Testament as we switch to the first letter to the Corinthians. We're in chapter 15 today with verses 25 and 26. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Jesus Christ's resurrection is seen as a triumph over death. It is believed that through his death and resurrection, Christ conquered sin and destroyed the power of death, offering the promise of eternal life to all who believe in him. Through our faith in Christ, we believers are granted forgiveness of sins and the assurance of everlasting life in the presence of God. This belief is often based on biblical teachings such as John 3:16, which states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." The idea of death being destroyed by Christ's resurrection refers to the belief that death is no longer the end for believers. Instead, it is seen as a transition into eternal life with God. This belief gives hope to Christians, assuring them that physical death is not the ultimate end, but rather a gateway to new and everlasting existence. Believers view eternal life as a gift from God, not something that can be earned through good deeds or personal merit. It is seen as a result of God's grace and the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus conquered sin and death, offering the opportunity for eternal life to all who place their faith in him. The hope of eternal life brings comfort, assurance, and purpose to believers. It provides a sense of meaning beyond the temporal realities of life and offers the promise of a future in the presence of God, free from suffering, sorrow, and sin. This hope motivates believers to live according to God's teachings, seeking to cultivate a relationship with him and share his love with others. When we surround ourselves with people of faith, we live according to his teachings, together finding love, faith, and hope of his mercy as the central theme of living in truth. We discover humility is the true and unwavering way to approach everything in life and see Jesus as the only way to heaven. I must say we are enjoying these qualities with people we know and trust in Christ, such as the family we are visiting now in Georgia named the Coonies. We thank them for their humble love of Jesus and all things and appreciate their hospitality in Christ alone. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. Lord, I am sorry. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. My son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We're praying for a little baby that's in the belly of a mother right now. We've been praying for this last year. This little boy is named David Alexander. And we continue to praise God and thank you, Jesus, for allowing them to bring a child into their families. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of 1 Corinthians 15, it's verses 25 through 26 is our practice today. We have a one stanza poem, Tri-Lines, it's titled, Death Destroyed, Squandered. reign must he, enemies all conquered, enemy last agreed, death destroyed, squandered. Amen. I'm Thomas Chickers Williams. It's November 26th, 2023. I was traveling yesterday in Georgia. I didn't get a chance to record and write yesterday, so this is the first time I haven't written in about 5 years. I've been writing every day for just about 5 years. If you've been joining me every day on this journey, we thank you for allowing us the opportunity to share the Christ with you, the beautiful ability to live redeemed in our Savior. So we close today at 6:33 in the name of Jesus, being thankful for all things as we look to start our Sunday today in worship with our friends here in Covington, Georgia. It's a little place outside of Macon, and it has a little community here that we're living or staying with. Beautiful place, got 200 acres backed up to this place that is listed as the Tau, which is an end times community for Catholics. And we're trying to bring in Catholics together here. It's a beautiful thing and an awesome opportunity to find Jesus amongst the middle of those who worship just like you. Well, we'll close today at 7:11. We've been talking a little bit too much here this morning. And we'll say, oh, thank heavens for 7:11 in universal utterings. And we close in the name of Jesus, blessing our good friends John and Marie, and calling out to our brother-in-law, Johnny. God bless you, Johnny. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. The only way to heaven and eternal life. Amen. God bless you.